And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories. For day 83, we will pick up where we left off, and that is in Numbers chapter 22, verses 1 through chapter 23, verse 26. Then, we will go into the Gospel of Luke chapter 15, and conclude with an eventide portion from God Calling. But before we begin, sweet friend, if you do not know Jesus, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus who died just for you, and you would like to know him as your very own Lord and Savior, would you please pray the following prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I would like Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if I confess out loud, Jesus is my Lord, and believe in my heart, God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. For it is with my heart that I believe and am justified, just as if I never sinned. And it is with my mouth that I confess and I am saved. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please be my Lord and my Savior. I repent for the wrong life I have lived until now. I choose you and will live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You are now his child. All heaven is jumping up and down and dancing because you received Jesus into your very own heart, sweet friend. Tell someone you just received Jesus and find a great Christian church and grow in him. He loves you and desires worship from your heart each and every day. You are so precious to him. And now, I will ask the Lord to bless this episode for day 83. Dear Adonai Elohim, Heavenly Father, oh, I come before you in your sweet Son's name, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. By the power of your sweet Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, oh, the Trinity, so beautiful to behold the Trinity, I thank you for blessing the episode today. Oh God, there's so much in this world that is beyond my understanding, that is beyond my comprehension, but I look to you. I fix my eyes on your precious Son, O Father. I fix my eyes, and your peace floods me. Your peace surpasses all understanding, O Jesus. Your peace, which you gave to us. And I thank you, O sweet Holy Spirit, for your grace. Your spirit of grace, that's who you are. Your grace, which is not given to us as a license to grow further from the Lord and cold, but to draw us near to him, where we don't desire anything but the desire of the Father. As I delight myself more in the Father, may his desires become my desires. And I pray this for everyone listening, now and in years to come. Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, thank you so much for hovering over this land, hovering over Israel, hovering over this globe, remembering when you hovered over creation as the waters were created and separated from the land. I love you, Father. I love you, Jesus. I love you, sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Numbers, chapter 22.
The children of Israel traveled and encamped in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan at Jericho. Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. Moab was very afraid of the people, because they were many. Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. Moab said to the elders of Midian, "Now this multitude will lick up all that is around us, as the ox licks up the grass of the field." Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of Moab at that time. He sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river, to the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, "Behold, there is a people who came out of Egypt. Behold, they cover the surface of the earth, and they are staying opposite me. Please come now, therefore, and curse this people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall prevail, that we may strike them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed." The elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the reports of divination in their hand. They came to Balaam and spoke to him the words of Balak. He said to them, "Lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again, as the Lord shall speak to me." The princes of Moab stayed with Balaam. God came to Balaam and said, "Who are these men with you?" Balaam said to God, "Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has said to me, 'Behold, the people that has come out of Egypt covers the surface of the earth. Now, come curse them for me. Perhaps I shall be able to fight against them and shall drive them out.'" God said to Balaam, "You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed." Balaam rose up in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, "Go to your land, for the Lord refuses to permit me to go with you." The princes of Moab rose up, and they went to Balak and said, "Balaam refuses to come with us." Balak again sent princes more and more honorable than they. They came to Balaam and said to him, "Balak, the son of Zippor, says, 'Please, let nothing hinder you from coming to me, for I will promote you to very great honor, and whatever you say to me I will do. Please come, therefore, and curse this people for me.'" Balaam answered the servants of Balak, "If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I can't go beyond the word of the Lord my God, to do less or more. Now therefore, please stay here tonight as well, that I may know what else the Lord will speak to me." God came to Balaam that night and said to him, "If the men have come to call you, rise up. Go with them, but only the word which I speak to you, that you shall do." Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his donkey and went with the princes of Moab. God's anger burned because he went, and the Lord's angel placed himself in the way as an adversary against him. Now he was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. The donkey saw the Lord's angel standing in the way, with his sword drawn in his hand, and the donkey turned out of the path and went into the field. Balaam struck the donkey to turn her into the path. Then the Lord's angel stood in a narrow path between the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. The donkey saw the Lord's angel, and she thrust herself to the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. He struck her again. The Lord's angel went further and stood in a narrow place, where there was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. The donkey saw the Lord's angel, and she lay down under Balaam. Balaam's anger burned, and he struck the donkey with his staff. The Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you? that you have struck me these 3 times. Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have mocked me, I wish there were a sword in my hand, for now I would have killed you." The donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey, on which you have ridden all your life long until today? Was I ever in the habit of doing so to you?" He said, "No." Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the Lord's angel standing in the way, with his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed his head and fell on his face. The Lord's angel said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey these 3 times? Behold, I have come out as an adversary, because your way is perverse before me. The donkey saw me and turned away before me these 3 times. Unless she had turned away from me, surely now I would have killed you and saved her alive." Balaam said to the Lord's angel, "I have sinned, for I didn't know that you stood in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displeases you, I will go back again." The Lord's angel said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but you shall only speak the word that I shall speak to you." So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. When Balak heard that Balaam had come, he went out to meet him to the city of Moab, which is on the border of the Arnon, which is in the utmost part of the border. Balak said to Balaam, "Didn't I earnestly send for you to summon you? Why didn't you come to me? Am I not able indeed to promote you to honor?" Balaam said to Balak, "Behold, I have come to you. Have I now any power at all to speak anything? I will speak the word that God puts in my mouth." Balaam went with Balak, and they came to Kiriath Huzoth. Balak sacrificed cattle and sheep and sent to Balaam and to the princes who were with him. In the morning, Balak took Balaam and brought him up into the high places of Baal, and he saw from there part of the people. Numbers chapter 23. Balaam said to Balak, "Build here 7 altars for me, and prepare here 7 bulls and 7 rams for me." Balak did as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bull and a ram. Balaam said to Balak, "Stand by your burnt offering, and I will go. Perhaps the Lord will come to meet me. Whatever he shows me, I will tell you." He went to a bare height. God met Balaam, and he said to him, "I have prepared the 7 altars, and I have offered up a bull and a ram on every altar." The Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, "Return to Balak, and thus you shall speak." He returned to him, and behold, he was standing by his burnt offering, he and all the princes of Moab. He took up his parable and said, "From Aram has Balak brought me, the king of Moab from the mountains of the east. Come, curse Jacob for me. Come, defy Israel. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? How shall I defy whom the Lord has not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him. From the hills I see him. Behold, it is a people that dwells alone, and shall not be listed among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, or count the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous. Let my last end be like his." Balak said to Balaam, "What have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and behold, you've blessed them altogether." He answered and said, "Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord puts in my mouth?" Balak said to him, "Please come with me to another place, where you may see them. You shall see just part of them, and shall not see them all, curse them from there for me. He took him into the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered up a bull and a ram on every altar. He said to Balak, "Stand here by your burnt offering while I meet God over there." The Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, "Return to Balak and say this." He came to him, and behold, he was standing by his burnt offering, and the princess of Moab with him. Balak said to him, "What has the Lord spoken?" He took up his parable and said, "Rise up, Balak, and hear. Listen to me, you son of Zippor. God is not a man, that he should lie, nor a son of man, that he should repent. Has he said, and he won't do it? Or has he spoken, and he won't make it good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He is blessed, and I can't reverse it. He has not seen iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him. The shout of a king is among them. God brings them out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of the wild ox. Surely there is no enchantment with Jacob, neither is there any divination with Israel. Now it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has God done? Behold, a people rises up as a lioness. As a lion he lifts himself up. He shall not lie down until he eats of the prey and drinks the blood of the slain." Balak said to Balaam, "Neither curse them at all nor bless them at all." But Balaam answered Balak, "Didn't I tell you, saying, all that the Lord speaks, that I must do?" Luke chapter 15. Now, all the tax collectors and sinners were coming close to him to hear him. The Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." He told them this parable: "Which of you men, if you had 100 sheep and lost one of them, wouldn't leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that was lost until he found it? When he has found it, he carries it on his shoulders, rejoicing. When he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I tell you that even so there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. Or what woman, if she had 10 drachma coins, if she lost 1 drachma coin, wouldn't light a lamp, sweep the house, and seek diligently until she found it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the drachma which I had lost.' Even so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner repenting." He said, "A certain man had 2 sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of your property.' So he divided his livelihood between them. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all of this together and traveled into a far country. There, he wasted his property with riotous living. When he had spent all of it, there arose a severe famine in that country, and he began to be in need. He went and joined himself to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed pigs. He wanted to fill his belly with the pods that the pigs ate, but no one gave him any. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I'm dying with hunger? I will get up and go to my father, and will tell him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. He arose and came to his father, but while he was still far off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion, and ran, fell on his neck, and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let's eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Then they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field. As he came near to the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the servants to him and asked what was going on. He said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and healthy. But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore, his father came out and begged him. But he answered his father, Behold, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed a commandment of yours. But you never gave me a goat, that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this your son came, who has devoured your living with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him. He said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But it was appropriate to celebrate and be glad, for this, your brother, was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
God calling, Eventide, Day 83. No personalities. Jesus said, Deal with each difficulty as you must. Then, live above it. Say, In him I conquered. The fight is ever between you and evil. Never between you and another. Never make it a personal matter. If you are fighting with the weapons of the world, envy, resentment, anger, you cannot use those of my kingdom. Prayer, love, peace, which would give you a God-given conquering strength. It is the endeavor to call both God and Mammon to your aid that makes for lack of success. The world looks on in scornful pity, and my followers themselves doubt and wonder. So often, they do not see their own error, but attribute to suffering for my sake that which may not be according to my will.
And just to recapitulate Numbers 22 and 23, it's incredible how the Lord willed Balaam to bless Israel. The Lord willed Balaam to go through his permissible will, and God was not pleased. It just goes to show that it's not what earth says about you that counts, but it's what heaven says about you that counts. It's not what the world says about Israel that counts. It's what God says about his beloved Israel, his mercy on Israel. That's what counts. So, if you are not on Israel's side, you are not on God's side. You're on the enemy's side. His name is Satan. And he's been trying to take Israel down to hurt God for thousands and thousands of years, as we see right here. Satan, through Balak, tried to curse Israel, and God would not allow it through Balaam. Can you imagine a donkey actually speaking plain English to you, your animal that you've ridden? And Balaam was mad. I wonder if his animal had spoken to him before. I mean, he was a prophet of God. I don't know. He didn't seem surprised. And then it dawned on him the angel of the Lord was right there against Balaam. Until Balaam repented. And then God used Balaam to bless Israel. And just to recapitulate, if you hear the wind and this rain, just to recapitulate Luke chapter 15, what was impressed upon me, I'll be honest with you, sometimes I wrestle with the fact that God is more concerned about the one that was lost than the 99 who are righteous. I think about years and years and years of obeying the Lord, sacrificing to the Lord by obeying Him because I love Him. And yet I seek His presence, I seek His face, and I don't always sense it. And then there's one whom I see receives the desire of their heart, of my heart actually, and prayers that I have prayed for decades, and they receive it within a month of knowing the Lord, or not even knowing the Lord. The Lord is so merciful. But sometimes it's hard for me to wrap my head around that. Okay, Lord, I'm happy for them, but my goodness, I've been praying for this for decades, and this happens within a month of them knowing You. And then He gently reminds me, whose will are You after? Your will or my will? And again, I have to sacrifice and say, Your will, Lord. Thy will be done. And as I delight myself more in Him, then His desires become my desires. I'm reminded of Psalm 37. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give the desires of His heart. His desires become our desires the more we just delight ourselves in Him. Dear Adonai, Elohim, Heavenly Father, oh, I come before You in Your sweet Son's name, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. By the power of Your sweet Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, oh, the Trinity, so beautiful to behold the Trinity. I thank You for blessing the episode today. Oh God, there's so much in this world that is beyond my understanding, that is beyond my comprehension, but I look to You. I fix my eyes on Your precious Son, oh Father. I fix my eyes, and Your peace floods me. Your peace surpasses all understanding, O Jesus. Your peace, which You gave to us, thank You. And I thank You, O sweet Holy Spirit, for Your grace. Your Spirit of grace, that's who You are. Your grace, which is not given to us as a license to grow further from the Lord and cold, but to draw us near to Him, where we don't desire anything but the desire of the Father. As I delight myself more in the Father, may His desires become my desires. And I pray this for everyone listening, now and in years to come. Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, thank You so much for hovering over this land, hovering over Israel, hovering over this globe, remembering when You hovered over creation as the waters were created and separated from the land. I love You, Father. I love You, Jesus. I love You, sweet Holy Spirit. Amen.